I appreciate the promise of new technology to expedite screening, but can you preview some of what we can expect?
Well, thanks for that. I do think we need to do a better job of both research, development, and incentivizing the private sector to come forward with ideas. But here's an example, I think, of what we can see. If you look at the Atlanta airport today, we opened two new automated screening lanes down there. This is not something new. It's been in use in Europe for a number of years. But these are instead, if you think about a standard lane, you walk up to a lane and there's a table there. You put your stuff up on the table and you slide it along the table until you can engage the conveyor belt. This is a fully automated system. The bin returns automatically. It's got an RFID tag and a barcode that ties it directly to you. There's a photograph taken of your stuff as well as an X-ray, and it takes off automatically. There are five stations at which people can line up, so you don't have to go single file. You can take five people at a time up to the checkpoint. They cycle in as they fill their bins up, and it goes through. As you look at increasing passenger volumes, at some point, you reach capacity with a manual system, and then you have to look to automate things. I think that the TSA needs to work closely with the system to get it more automated and to bring more technology in. We're also working with software companies to determine how effective machines can become at identifying prohibited items so that you can put humans into the work that the humans do best, while at the same time, you know, moving machines out to what they do best. We're also looking at changing the way we do identity matching. When I look around an airport and I see all those kiosks that distribute boarding passes, there's typically some type of an ID reader on all of those. If you can get ID reading technology into there, there's things we can do that can automate the identity check process.